Well, I think it's the cold weather. They weren't prepared when it got, you know, got a lot colder than they anticipated, especially down in the, well, Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma area, which froze a lot of the wellheads where the natural gas comes out of, you know, and then gets piped into the system. So put a huge restriction on that. And then normally you buy gas at a price at a day ahead. And when the reserves start to get sucked down, that price just goes, just continues to climb because it's hard for producers to try to come up with that much gas. That's, you know, I'll kind of go off a little bit here. That's one reason why we, the city, are not running the Jameson Energy Center, is because it's more cost effective, believe it or not, to purchase that energy as high as it is than it would be to try to purchase the natural gas and run our turbines. We monitor that on an hour by hour basis, and if and when it would become more economical, we certainly will run it. But even if we could get the gas, it would be so expensive that it's just, and you know, it's not just Garden City. It's pretty much everybody in this, right, this whole region that's under this problem, this issue. It's crazy. I've been doing this stuff for over 30 years, and I've never seen anything like this before. Continue to conserve and hang in there. We'll ride through it one way or the other.